Following is another Clash Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
That's going to be off the mark. No good. Defensive board pulled down by Howe. And he'll give it off to Moore into the front court left side. To the wing, Holtmeyer attacks the hoop. Finger roll over the front of the rim. Up and in. Blake Holtmeyer with six.
Today, it's a Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Here's Morgan Nikla. Comes to the near sideline, Chandra Farmer. Farmer holds the ball behind a Nikla screen. Farmer dribbling with the ball, now goes inside to Nikla, grabs the ball, her shot is up there and in. Morgan Nikla scores, a nice pass there by Chandra Farmer. She gets the assist. Morgan Nikla now with 18 points in the ball game.
This afternoon's girls game features a pair of top three teams in the state rankings, while the boys game promises to be another grinder between two storied programs. It's the Blue Hawks and Stars coming up next, but first a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School, continuing coverage of today's doubleheader between the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where we see two very fine boys basketball teams, Kearney Catholic and Kevin Asher's St. Cecilia teams. I thought he had an interesting quote when we talked to him at halftime of the girls' game. St. Cecilia's 10-3, Kearney Catholic 7-6. He says, we're a freckle away from being 7-6, and the Stars are a freckle away from being 10-3. So that looks like that is the case. Kearney Catholic, six losses on the year, but none of them are by more than 8 points. St. Cecilia started the season 0-2, and since then they have went 10-1 with their only loss to undefeated Class B Beatrice. They have put together a nice seven-game winning streak during that time as well. Now, only one of those teams since the holiday tournament has a winning record, and that was Lincoln Christian, who St. Cecilia beat by one. So we'll see how tonight's game plays out. We'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. For the visiting Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia, number one is a 5'11 sophomore, Dayton Seeley. Number three, 6'1 sophomore, Brooks Asher. Number 20, 6'4 sophomore, Zach Kitten. Number 21, 6'4", senior, Thomas Scope. Number 22, 6'2", senior, Alex Sheehy. The head coach is Kevin Asher, assisted by Greg Burnt and Phil Baumgart. 10-3, ranked fifth in Class C2. For Kearney Catholic, they are led by number one, 5'9", senior, Matt Moore. Number 11, 6'2", senior, Blake Holtmeyer. Number 13, 6' junior, Zach Jackson. Number 14, 5'9", freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. And number 23, 5'9", junior, Harrison Pierce. The head coach is Scott Carlin, assisted by Don Lease, A.J. Landon, Justin Moore, and Matt Johnson. 7-6 on the season. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. We are ready to get things underway here at Cope Gymnasium. Jim Langan ready to toss the ball in the air. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. The ball is in the air. The opening tap will be controlled by St. Cecilia as Kearney Catholic comes out in a man-to-man defense. They'll get it underneath. Lost the man there. Supposed to handle the layup by Zach Kitten. Is up and in. And St. Cecilia draws first blood here on their opening possession to take a 2-0 lead. St. Cecilia will also play man-to-man defense here against Kearney Catholic. Stars love to shoot that three ball as well, like the girls do. And as they come inside, Brady Holtmeyer will drive. It rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound, Thomas Skoke. Holtmeyer getting a start, the younger Holtmeyer, the last two games. Coach Scott Carlin and his crew have kind of been shuffling the lineup here, trying to find the right five. They had to battle through injuries in December. Now they're trying to find the five here in January. As St. Cecilia gets it to Kitten. Kitten for three, and it's good. First 5 points of the game belong to Kitten for St. Cecilia. A minute in, 5-0. Here's Holtmeyer. Blake drives. He loses it off the back of his own teammate, grabs it back, gives it to Jackson. Out to Brady Holtmeyer, to Blake, right elbow, pull-up jumper from 15 for the left-hander. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Kitten. Outlet pass on the right wing to Brooks Asher. Asher, first chance to see him this year. Just looks like he's grown since his freshman season, really matured physically. To the free throw line, it's Zach Kitten. Draws the double team, kicks it out on the wing to Seeley. Down low to Kitten, draws the double team. He's in some trouble, and then he fakes everybody out, and on the shot he gets fouled. He turned like he was going to pass it out, and all three sets of eyes went out with him, and he stepped back inside and drew the foul. And it's going to be on Brady Holtmeyer, first of the game. And Zach Kitten will go to the line and shoot two. Trying to make the first 7 points of the game. First free throw on the way, and it is good. Second free throw coming up. I know which side of the family his talent came from. At least we do know that. Second free throw coming up here on the way. And it is good. So Kitten hits them both. And it's 7-0. St. Cecilia jumping out on Kearney Catholic. All from Zach Kitten. Matt Moore will walk the ball up the floor. Top of the key to Holtmeyer with his back to the basket. Then hands it off to Moore off the screen. Attacks left side and lays it up and in. Well run play by the Stars to get on the board here in the first half. And at the other end, the layup is up, and it is in by Asher. And I don't know what happened, but Holtmeyer might have got popped or lost the contact. That's what happened, so good that it's not an injury. But a fast break, Brooks Asher scores, and the contact popped out of Blake Holtmeyer. He finds it, he puts it back in. Derek Jackson comes in. Harrison Pierce will check out here for the Stars. It is Kearney Catholic basketball. St. Cecilia drops back. They wait until front court to pick up man-to-man defense. And Jackson, both of them in there. So you got two Jacksons, two Holtmeyers, and Kearney Catholic throws it away. First turnover of the game. Good crowd on hand. Saw the girls' game go to Kearney Catholic 42-31 to stay undefeated. St. Cecilia's third straight loss to state-rated teams. Teams that are in the top two or three of their class. And they still have one more to go next week at Friend. St. Cecilia to Asher, the right-hand corner. And a foul away from the basketball. The legal screen going to be called here on Hastings St. Cecilia. And it looks like Zach Kitten is called for the foul. Apparently he wants a little mark in each one of the columns. Scoring, free throws, rebounding. There's a foul. All he needs is a block shot, and I think he's got it all covered. 9-2, St. Cecilia with the early lead. St. Cecilia's girls were up 11-2 and then had troubles, and there's the block shot. Zach Kitten gets the block shot. He's pulled off the wear quad stat in the first 2.5 minutes. And it's St. Cecilia ball, three-pointer on the way. Seeley, it's no good, and then it goes out of bounds off of St. Cecilia. And in for Kearney Catholic will be Nathan Howe and Tyler Mestel, both teams. Probably going to see about a 9, maybe a 10-man rotation here this afternoon. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Don't forget at the top of the hour on ESPN 1460, Kearney High will host Grand Island. Girls at 5:15 tip, boys at 7, ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. James with it in the left-hand corner. Back up top, Holtmeyer. Off a screen, they'll go to Howe. Howe to the high post to Mestel. 4-3, it's a little strong, no good. Offensive rebound, Holtmeyer. gets it back out to Jackson. And he'll find Howe again on the weak side, right side to Derek. Derek Jackson comes into the lane, has his pocket picked. That's Thomas Skoke with the steal. And then as he tries to get the ball up the floor, they give it right back. That'll be St. Cecilia's first turnover. Here comes senior Cannon Howell into the ball game. And getting a breather will be Zach Kitten. 9-2 St. Cecilia jumping out on top here. Kitten with 7 points, a rebound, a block, a foul. All of that in the first 2.5 minutes. Now he'll come out and catch his first breather as the Stars will put it in the hands of Derek Jackson, working one-on-one against Alex Sheehy. Really not going anywhere, and then he ends up throwing it away, trying to get it to Holtmeyer. Third turnover here for Kearney Catholic. And St. Cecilia's defense been a little much here. And also coming in, Derek Boyd. So plenty of players seeing action here in the first 3.5 minutes. Again, earlier today, the Hastings College women's basketball team picked up a 64-55 win over number 10 Morningside. Men's game going on right now on 1230 KHAS. I'll give you an update here in just a moment on how that game is progressing. Right now, St. Cecilia has it in the hands of Dayton Seeley. Out between the circles, 28 feet away. Starts to drive, then turns and hands it off at the arc to Sheehy. Alex to Asher, 4-3. It's good. Brooks with his first three. Second three here for the Hawks, and they are up by 10. Score is 12-2. Into the front court with it comes Jackson. Hastings men trailing Morningside, 35-29 with 1.5 minutes to go in the first half. 3:40 to go in the first quarter here, and it's 12-2 St. Cecilia. Holtmeyer decides to drive the baseline from the left corner, and he's going to be hand-checked by Howell. First foul on Cannon, and Moore back in, and James out for Kearney Catholic. So you've got Moore, Mestel, both Brady and Blake Holtmeyer, and Derek Jackson on the floor. St. Cecilia ball. They'll lob it to the high post to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer tries to muscle his way in, and a foul going to be called. Ball was knocked out of his hands by Seeley, but it looks like Cannon Howell going to be called for the blocking foul. And that'll be his second before the shot. After the short breather, here comes Kitten back in. So Kitten's out there. Sheehy. Looks like maybe the original five are back out there. Now Derek Boyd stays in. And off the inbounds, that ball will be kicked away. So Skoke is getting a breather. The other four starters are in there along with Derek Boyd for St. Cecilia. The 10 on the floor here with 3.5 to go. In the first quarter, Stars just 2 points. And the ball pushed and shoved, and Asher gets the steal. Asher one-on-one against Mestel, dribbles around him, lays it up, and in. 7 for Asher and 7 for Kitten, and it's 14-2 Hastings St. Cecilia, and another steal, and then a shove out of frustration for the foul. Back-to-back steals for Asher. Kearney Catholic down by 12, and they just keep subbing. Stars have never liked to use those timeouts, and they are trying to survive right here. The foul called on Tyler Mestel. And St. Cecilia will toss it in to Alex Tino, who has checked in. Asher remains in there trying to set up Alex Sheehy off a double pick, but he's covered. Now Holtmeyer is up in the jersey there of Kitten, and the ball eventually picked away. St. Cecilia's second turnover. Into the front court with it will be Bryce James. Gives it to Brady Holtmeyer. Cut off on the baseline. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer by Jackson on the way. It's no good. Then an over-the-back foul on Kearney Catholic. Nothing going the way of the Stars. Hawks playing very solid basketball here. Brady Holtmeyer with his second foul. St. Cecilia has made very few mistakes. They have 2 turnovers. One of those was on a hustle play. And Tino brings the ball up the floor, and an illegal screen on St. Cecilia. They're going to call Alex Sheehy for sticking his hip out there. That'll be his first foul and fourth team foul on the Blue Hawks. Always physical when these teams play. They liked the old style where you could hand check and grab the jerseys and put your hip out. And those have been called a little closer, but really hasn't affected them. They're still playing winning basketball. And the ball gets loose, picked back up. Moore dishes it off to Howe. Howe finds a seam, lays it up, and scores. Kearney Catholic with their second bucket. Fast break the other way. St. Cecilia loses the balance. Boyd kicks it out to Tino. They reverse it to the right-hand corner to Sheehy. Back up top, Tino. Good quick ball movement. A lot of battle down there between Holtmeyer and Kitten. On the post, they'll lob it down low to Boyd. Boyd gets it on the block right side. Tries to put up a little underneath layup, not really a reverse layup. Offensive rebound, Kitten, and he'll put it right back up and score. Zach Kitten, who had the first seven of the game. Then Asher had the next seven. And it's 16-4. And we had evidently the ball got away there. And the substitutions will check into the ball game. A whole bunch of people trying to come in. And Kearney Catholic will get the basketball. 16-4. Asher and Kitten have all the points for the Blue Hawks. Kearney Catholic with the ball in Jackson's hand. Down to Holtmeyer. Double teamed on the low block. Up and under move, and he scored. Tough, tough shot for Blake Holtmeyer. He was well defended. No fault there of the Hawks. But Holtmeyer is able to get his first bucket. Tino quickly up the floor, tries the right baseline, and then brings it back out with the dribble. Off to Sheehy against the man-to-man defense. Both teams going that way here in the first half of this game. Top of the key, Tino. St. Cecilia's 2 of 3 from downtown. Kearney Catholic 0 of 2. Dayton Seeley with it. Off the left-hand dribble. Heads to the right with Bryce James on him. Down on the block. Turnaround jumper. Skoke rolls off the back of the rim. Battles for his own rebound. He got it, but he fell to the floor. And the foul is on Kearney Catholic. They just got tangled up in there. Skoke got the rebound. Looks like it'll be on Holtmeyer. Blake with his first. They battled so hard for the rebound, they just got their feet tangled up, and they down to the floor they went. And St. Cecilia will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Coach Kevin Asher signals in the play. And to toss it in will be Alex Sheehy. Up top to Skoke. Rotated into the corner. There's the three for Sheehy. No good. Another offensive rebound for Skoke. And then he tried to toss it back out top and overthrew Seeley into the backcourt for an over and back violation. 1 minute to go here in the first half, 16-6, or first quarter, 16-6. Hastings St. Cecilia. And Kearney Catholic set to throw the ball in here. Coach Scott Carlin not happy about something. And into the front court they come. Derek Jackson dribbles in, kicks it out to Zach for the three. That comes up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Thomas Skoke. That's his fourth already. Long pass trying to find Tino under the hoop. Looks like the ball was deflected, and it'll be St. Cecilia basketball. Coach Carlin working all the officials right now. He's got some kind of a point that he wants to get across. I'm not sure what it is. And off the inbound, a quick three on the way. Seeley, it is no good. And the rebound brought down by Bryce James. James will push the ball up the floor. Dribbles to the right wing. Keeps it outside the arc. Tino on him. Out to Holtmeyer. Crossover dribble. Brings it in between two defenders. Rolls it up. No good. Got his own rebound. Back up and blocked out of bounds by Thomas Skoke. And Kearney Catholic will get it underneath their own hoop. 16-6, St. Cecilia, 26 seconds to go in the quarter. Jackson to throw it in, try to lob it into Holtmeyer. It's tipped. He got it anyway. Puts it up, and no good. Rebound tipped out long, still being tipped around, and grabbing the loose basketball will be Derek Jackson for the Stars. Trying to play the last shot here of this quarter. Jackson picks the dribble up. Ball through Holtmeyer's hands. The ball's turned over, and then a foul up the floor on Kearney Catholic. 7 seconds to go. Plenty of time for St. Cecilia to get something to happen. It's on Bryce James, his first. And St. Cecilia will take it out in the front court, 28-foot line. And to throw it in, they'll get it to Skoke. Right back over to Asher. And Asher must have stepped out of bounds on the sideline. He was trying to get wide so he'd have some room to penetrate. Fourth turnover, St. Cecilia, 3.5 seconds to go here in the quarter. Tommy O'Keefe checks in, probably to knock down any long pass that the Stars might throw. Mestel to throw it in. Gets it in the backcourt to Jackson. Jackson into the front court, dribbled it off his foot, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia got off to a very quick start and leads it 16-6 over Kearney Catholic on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Kearney Catholic High School. A Saturday afternoon doubleheader. St. Cecilia leading 16-6 after one quarter in the boys' game. In the girls' game, Kearney Catholic a 42-31 winner to remain unbeaten. We'll talk with the coaches at halftime. Stars get the ball here to start the quarter, but the pass is knocked away on the floor, still being batted around. And an over and back call on Hastings St. Cecilia. That was kind of a weird one. With players on the floor, you don't see that very often, but it very well could have been because they were laying right there in the backcourt, and then Scope kind of sat up to make the pass, and he was back in the Kearney Catholic front court, so it would have been their backcourt and over and back. Nonetheless, it was just a hustle play, and Kearney Catholic still ends up with the basketball. St. Cecilia didn't do anything wrong. Kearney Catholic will get it inside. Holtmeyer takes a tough turnaround. Jumper no good. Moore tries to grab the rebound, but out of bounds it goes. And St. Cecilia with a basketball. 9 points for Zach Kitten, 7 for Brooks Asher. That's all the points. 6 rebounds for the Hawks, 4 for Kearney Catholic. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 for the Stars, 2 of 5 for St. Cecilia. Only free throws from Zach Kitten. He's 2 of 2. With it is Sheehy. Back over to Asher. Stars zoning it up now. Changing it up from the first quarter to a three-pointer from the top of the key is no good by Sheehy, and the rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. His third gives it to Jackson, up to Pierce. Pierce looks inside, and it's nothing but blue jersey, so he kicks it out. Matt Moore on the right wing, Pierce, 4-3. It's good. First three-pointer of the game for the Stars, and Kearney Catholic cuts it to 7. It was a 12-point game, but Kearney Catholic has the last two buckets, 16-9. Picking up his dribble is Seeley on the right wing. Needs some help. Dumps it into the corner to Kitten. Kitten dribbles out of traffic. And now they sag off him as he goes to Sheehy. Swing it over to Asher for the three. That one is no good. Backside rebound comes down to Tyler Mestel for Kearney Catholic. Mestel outlet pass Jackson. Jackson missed the contested layup. The rebound brought down by Skoke, his fifth. And Asher outlet pass to Seeley. Thought about the jumper. Instead, they give it to Kitten. He's open in the paint. Now they'll return it over to Skoke. Skoke comes underneath, and he'll lay it up for his first bucket. 18-9. St. Cecilia, 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Doug Guda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Cope Gymnasium. Kearney Catholic High School on this Saturday afternoon. Mestel drives, cut off on the block by Sheehy. Now Holtmeyer, turnaround jumper, 6 feet away. And he'll elevate over Skoke and score. Second bucket for Blake Holtmeyer. First Star to get their second bucket of the game. 18-11, St. Cecilia. Up top with it is Dayton Seeley. Seeley against that 2-3 zone. Looks right side off a couple of picks. Sheehy gets it down low on the block to Skoke. Doesn't want it. Back to Sheehy for the three. It's no good. And a rebound brought down by Zach Jackson. To Moore, nobody really picks him up, so he takes it all the way in. Seeley gets in his way, and he makes him miss the shot. Seeley got the rebound. Outlet, Asher, layup, good, and a foul. Harrison Pierce a little late getting back, and he gives Seeley a chance at the three-point play. And a chance to get it back to a double-digit lead here. In for Kearney Catholic, Brady Holtmeyer, Bryce James, and Nathan Howe. In for St. Cecilia, Derek Boyd, and Tino. Alex Tino comes in. Again, a ton of sophomores on this Blue Hawk ball club. looking for their eighth straight win. The free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Asher able to complete the three-point play. Make it 21-11. Not Seely. Seely had the assist. Asher with the bucket. 21-11, crossover dribble, driving in, putting it up. They're not going to count it, though. And a foul called on Hastings St. Cecilia. Alex Tino with the hand check. That'll be his first and the team's fifth. Kearney Catholic will get it underneath. Moore dumps it to Holtmeyer. They screen to get it back to Matt. Sheehy's right on him, though. They'll go weak side on the pass to James. Back over to Holtmeyer. Bounce pass down to the baseline, but Moore still 10 feet away. Gets bumped out of there, brings it out with the dribble. Against the Hawk, man-to-man, down by 10. Moore tries to penetrate, draws the double team, kicks it out for James. The three-pointer is no good. Rebound grab by Zach Kitten. That'll be his second. Into the front court, Tina really quickly gets it to Sheehy. Skip pass over to Asher. Hits the trailer. That's Kitten. He's right underneath the hoop. He'll scoop it up, and it sits on the rim. Won't go. Offensive rebound. Boyd puts it up and is fouled. Derek Boyd will get two free throws here on another Blue Hawks second chance opportunity. They're hitting the boards a little bit better right now than Kearney Catholic. A lot of follow shots. The foul is called on Nathan Howe, his first. And Boyd looking for his first point of the afternoon, puts it up, and no good. Back in is Cannon Howell, checking out Zach Kitten. 4:11 to go in the first half. Hastings St. Cecilia 21 and Kearney Catholic 11. Halftime of the Hastings College men's game. And I'll get you a score on that here in just a minute as the free throw is short, no good. Rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. And it is Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Hastings trailing Morningside 35-33 at the half. On 1230 KHAS, Moore off a couple of picks, fakes the three, draws the double team, gets it to Holtmeyer. He's bumped as he comes to the hoop. This is probably also on the floor. Foul called on number 22, Alex Sheehy. That'll be his second, team sixth. So Kearney Catholic will take it out underneath the hoop. And checking in will be Dayton Seely. Checking out will be Sheehy with the two fouls. Moore to throw it in. Kearney Catholic goes vertical along the baseline for this inbounds play. Moore looking to Brady Holtmeyer. Catch and shoot from 12. No good. Rebound saved there nicely by Howe. Into the corner for the three. It is short of everything. And then a foul on the rebound attempt. And it's going to go against St. Cecilia or Kearney Catholic. Let's see. Look, it's on St. Cecilia and Alex Tino with his second personal foul. And now that puts the Stars into the 1-1 here with Bryce James. Get another scoring drought going on for Kearney Catholic. Not much has happened. 5:41. So 2 minutes since they put any points on the board. And the first free throw, front end of the 1-1, no good by James. And the rebound by Cannon Howell. Howell will get it to Boyd, who gets it into the hands of Dayton Seely. And Seely will bring the ball up the floor. Then an outlet to Howell. Howell attacks right baseline. Ooh, a lot of contact. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Tyler Mestel. I guess we credit him with a blocked shot that goes out. And after a short breather, Blake Holtmeyer back in. Brady out. It'll be Blue Hawk ball underneath their own hoop. Dumping it in the corner to Howell. Trying to set up a three again for Asher. He's waiting in the right-hand corner. They get it to him. He fires it. He hits it. Brooks Asher knocks down the three-pointer. He's got 13 of the 24 points. Only three players have scored. 13 for Asher, 9 for Kitten, and he had the first 7 of the game. And the lead's out to 13 as Jackson drives. Another Kearney Catholic miss. The ball out of bounds. Off of Kearney Catholic, it'll be St. Cecilia ball. Tommy O'Keefe and Skoke come back in. Staying in will be Seely, Asher, and Howell. Kearney Catholic has Mestel, Blake Holtmeyer, Zach Jackson, Moore, and James. But again, Stars, when they struggle, it's from flat out not shooting the ball well. And that has been the case here in the first half, 24-11. Here's another three for Asher, another three that is in. Back-to-back threes, 27-11. Kearney Catholic has all five of their timeouts. Mestel shoots a three. It's no good. Rebound into the corner, pulled down by Brooks Asher. Up the floor, the numbers aren't there, so he'll slow it down to Seeley. And St. Cecilia trying to really blow this open before halftime here, 27-11. They'll lob it inside. Ooh, there's a big shove as the ball is caught by Skok, and they shoved him from the bucket into the baseline. The foul is on Tyler Mestel. That is his second. And a one-and-one coming up here for Skok. Hasn't been to the line, has one bucket, but he does have five rebounds to lead everyone so far here in the first half. And the free throw is on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Holtmeyer. He now has five. Blake pushes the ball up the floor. He's trying to go coast-to-coast. Does, and a blocking foul on Asher. He missed the layup because of the contact. First foul on Asher. Two free throws now for Blake Holtmeyer, who has 4 points so far in the basketball game. For Blake so far this year, 48%, and he's been to the line 100. He's shot 131 free throws. And this one's up and in. The 48%, though, is better than last year. Still trying to improve in that portion of his game. Second free throw on the way, and that bounces around. No good. Then out of bounds off of Kitten, and Kearney Catholic will get a chance here. Mestel and Kitten were battling for position. 27-12 St. Cecilia, and the Stars to throw it in. St. Cecilia's hit 4 3-pointers. Kearney Catholic's hit one off the dribble. Jackson then kicks it back out to James, and a carry called on Bryce. The teams exchanged turnovers on the first possession or first moments of the second quarter, and that's the first turnover since then. The Stars have nothing going offensively, and the Blue Hawks, they're not going crazy, but at least they're getting a bucket or some points every once in a while. 27 points, that's probably just a little bit less than their average or pace. O'Keefe in the right-hand corner, guarded by Moore, puts the ball on the floor with a left-hand dribble, comes into the paint, kicks it out to Asher. Asher now dribbles out of there and hands it off to O'Keefe. 1:40 to go here in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. First half stats, score update, recap of the girls' game, which Kearney Catholic won 42-31. Asher, right elbow, gives it off to Seeley. Calling for the ball on the block is Skok. Now dribbles it out of there to O'Keefe. O'Keefe starts to drive, cut off by Mestel. Underneath, they get it, and from behind the backboard or behind the rim, kind of wedged in there, Seeley just threw it up. It's no good. Rebound, Kearney Catholic, and a foul on the Hawks. And it's going to go on O'Keefe. That'll be his first, ninth team foul. So we come to the other end, and we'll shoot a one-and-one here with Bryce James. Missed the front end of a one-and-one earlier in the quarter. And we'll have his second chance here. And again, substituting one at a time here. Waiting for everybody to get into the ball game. Don't forget Kearney High hosting Grand Island. That pregame just about to get underway on ESPN 1460. Girls game to tip at 5:15. James' free throw is good. And Bryce has his first point of the afternoon. 27-13, St. Cecilia, 1:18 to go before halftime. And a second free throw on the way, and it is good. James hits them both, 27-14. And St. Cecilia to throw it in. Here's Zach Kitten. Tosses it to Alex Tino, who goes right back to Kitten. Now he is trapped. And a timeout will be called here by St. Cecilia so they don't turn it over. 30-second timeout with 1:13 to go in the first half of play. It is 27-14, St. Cecilia leading Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with 1:13 to go here in the first half of play. Hastings St. Cecilia has the ball and a 27-14 lead over Kearney Catholic. And with a minute 10, they'll get the ball back in play here. And they may even hold for the last shot. They'll run their offense and see what happens. Brooks Asher comes out and takes it, dribbles to the top of the key, left to right. Now backs it out even farther, trying to open up that paint. Kitten. Now they lob it inside. Holtmeyer fronting Skok, able to deny the entry pass. And St. Cecilia will try again with 51 seconds. With Asher to throw it in. But right now, just no energy in this gym. I'm shocked at how dead it is in here. Between the circles, Dayton Seeley over to Tino. Ball fake to three, drives baseline. Charge taken by Holtmeyer. And the set third foul on Alex Tino comes on a charge call. And Coach Asher going to bring O'Keefe into the ball game and get Tino out here with 41 seconds to go before halftime. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball into Matt Moore. Moore brings it into the front court with Holtmeyer. Gives it off to Blake on the left side of the key. Crossover ball screen, brings it into the paint. Finger roll, no good. Rebound brought down by Skok, his sixth. And walking the ball up the floor is Brooks Asher. 24 seconds to go. Now St. Cecilia will hold for the last shot. Stars will make him move the ball around, though, with playing tight man-to-man defense. 15 seconds. Center circle is Asher. And it looks like we've got a three-second call. Was that the call? St. Cecilia was confused on what to do there as Asher was just holding the ball. And in the meantime, somebody got camped out in the lane too long. And St. Cecilia's going, huh? We didn't even want anybody in there. But nonetheless, Kearney Catholic will get it. 12 seconds now as they pick it up at midcourt with Matt Moore. Running off some picks is Jackson. Now nobody covers Moore, so Matt shoots the three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Thomas Skok at midcourt. Kitten tries to get a 40-footer away, and it's off the mark, and we go to halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia 27, Kearney Catholic 14. It's boys basketball on this Saturday afternoon on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium and the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you here on this Saturday afternoon where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all of your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We are at halftime of the boys' game. It is Hastings St. Cecilia 27 and Kearney Catholic 14. Kind of a low-scoring game. It was also a low-scoring girls game, but as I mentioned probably numerous times, especially in the pregame, you expect a low-scoring game when the St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic girls battle. It was not going to be like the Minden game was for St. Cecilia. It just never has been that way, but 42-31, Kearney Catholic gets the win, and Coach Rick Petrie joins us here at halftime. And Coach, I want to start with the big picture. Did anybody think you guys would be 15-0?
Probably not.
14-1, 13-2, 12-3. I mean, I'm throwing out a couple three chances for you guys right now. I think you are the surprise of the area.
Well, yeah, I thought we'd be pretty decent. You know, did I expect us to be undefeated at this point? No, probably not. You know, I thought we had a good chance based on what I saw this summer to be real competitive. But the girls have certainly exceeded my expectations.
And again, I want to put this in context. I knew you had a lot of talent out there, but with everything that you guys lost and some of the teams that were on your schedule, they meshed very well. I mean, again, they're playing state volleyball 2 weeks before the basketball season started. Where did things click for this team?
You know, I think that the nice thing is we have some experience at the guard position back, and I think that that's really important. I think, you know, those kids played a ton last year and are able to lead the younger girls a little bit, you know, through the paces of the games and through what's going to happen and through our practices. And, you know, they've been doing a great job of you know, telling those girls what needs to be done.
Talking with Rick Petrie, the Kearney Catholic girls basketball coach here. What was the story when you were down 11-2 in this ball game? I know St. Cecilia could have been playing on adrenaline today with the week they have. They knew they had to come out strong to hang with you guys because they didn't have the depth that you guys had. But then you guys roll off 13 in a row. It was nothing more than a game of runs here today.
Yeah, it was. You know, I think our first group came out and stood around a little bit waiting, you know, to shoot a three, and, you know, then we had a couple of those blocked, and I just didn't think we were very active. I thought the second group came in and got us moving a little bit and hit a couple shots, but those shots came, you know, within the flow of stuff and not really standing around. So I think that they came in and gave us a big pickup, and then, you know, the kids just kind of built on it from there.
Well, this is no shock to anybody. You guys just haven't been pushed a whole lot. Everybody was waiting for the St. Pat's game, and you guys controlled that most of the game in the holiday tournament. But to really say you've been pushed outside of Ravenna and Lincoln Lutheran, that's about it. How do you think the kids responded today?
Well, I thought we did a great job. I think that we battled. You know, I think defensively, you know, we did a great job of adjusting what to take away some of the things that they wanted to do. And, you know, even going all the way across the floor sometimes in the backside of the zone to help. And, you know, we really stressed this week communication on defense, and I think it paid off.
I think I bring up Whitney Collins' name every time we talk, so I don't want to be weird about that. But she led you in scoring and rebounding here today. But it seems like you're deep enough into the season now where there's really nothing new on that individual level to talk about.
No, you know, Whitney, she's going to bring the energy, and, you know, she's tough to guard, and a lot of, you know, I thought she did a great job getting to the basket a couple times just off the dribble, and then she's a great rebounder. People don't realize a girl 5'6", 5'5", whatever she is, can rebound so well, but she anticipates and she gets off the floor and puts herself in great position. You know, she had a great offensive rebound right at the end of the first half for a bucket, and you know, had a great catch on a fast break and finish down here in the second half, and just does the little things.
Well, you've got a couple of teams coming up again on your schedule. Now Seward is in there, but they've been banged down. I think you're going to be back into that same situation you were before this game. Some teams that you're supposed to handle. Are you going to be tweaking anything, or are you good right now?
You know, we put in a new play yesterday, as a matter of fact. So ran it, you know, got a foul shot off of it. So we're trying to do little things this time of year, keep it interesting for the kids. And, you know, we've been really working on our half court defense a little bit. Haven't debuted our little zone trap, but we've been kind of working on that a little bit. And so, you know, it kind of keeps them interested in what's going on. And so, you know, those are the things we hope to do. You know, Seward's played a pretty decent Class B schedule, so, you know, we certainly can't overlook them.
All right, we'll let you out of here with this, because this will be now this is set it up. You know what I'm saying.
I know what's coming.
Minden had to go overtime to beat St. Cecilia, and you come out and control the second half and win by 11. They're number one. You're number two or three. Everybody's going to be talking about that for the next month. How do you handle that?
You know, completely different games, completely different styles. You know, we did what we had to do. They did what they had to do. You know, I just like the fact that our girls go out and compete night after night, and, you know, hopefully we're in the mix of, you know, good teams in C1.
15-0, can't do any better than that. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Coach Rick Petrie, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars win it 42-31, 12 points, 8 rebounds for Whitney Colling, 11 points in the ball game for Allie Prasoski. For Hastings St. Cecilia, four players scored, led by Claire Hamburger with 11 points, 8 for Carly Wright, 7 for Chandra Farmer. Morgan Nicola, 5 points, but the team did have 9 block shots in the game today. Halftime of the boys, it's St. Cecilia 27, Kearney Catholic 14. We'll look at the numbers after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here from Cope Gymnasium. Again, a big thank you to all the fine sponsors, Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the crew here for their hospitality. And we are ready to take a look at the first half stats. First off for Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore, 2 points. Bryce James, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Nathan Howe, 2 points, 1 rebound. Tyler Mestel, a rebound and a block. Blake Holtmeyer, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Derek Jackson and Zach Jackson each have a rebound. And Harrison Pierce has the only three-pointer of the game for Kearney Catholic for his first half point total. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shootings all in the second quarter for the Stars, where they were 3 of 5. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 1 of 5 in the second. And turnovers, 6 in the first and 2 in the second. Kearney Catholic, 6 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. They've been held to 14 points, and I'm not so sure that that's not a season low for the first half this year for the Stars. 14 points, 12 rebounds. They are 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from three-point land, and 8 turnovers, 2 fouls apiece on Tyler Mestel and Brady Holtmeyer. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Dayton Seeley has a rebound. Brooks Asher leads the way with 16 points, including 3 threes. He's got 1 rebound. So he's outscored the Stars really all by himself here. Cannon Howell, 1 rebound. Derek Boyd, 2 rebounds. Zach Kitten had the first 7 points of the game. He's got 9 total, 2 rebounds and a block. And Thomas Skoke has 2 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first quarter. In the second quarter, St. Cecilia was just 1 of 4. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first quarter and 2 of 4 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 4 in the first, 2 in the second. 16 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter of play. And for St. Cecilia, they finished with 27 points, 13 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line. 4 of 9 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 6 turnovers. Foul situation, Alex Tino has 3. Howell and Sheehy have 2. St. Cecilia 27, Kearney Catholic 14 at the half. We did ask Coach John Kyle if he would want to come up at half. Have not seen him yet, so just want to say that the offer was extended. They have went through a heck of a stretch here. They're 9-3, and up next for them, they travel to Friend, another undefeated team, a D1 squad, next week. Men's basketball, Hastings College has now taken the lead from Morningside, 50-44 with 13 minutes to go in the basketball game. The Hastings women, a winner over number 9 Morningside earlier today, 64-55. We'll take time out and be right back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Want to remind you, there's other basketball on this Saturday. They're just underway on the hill here in Kearney as the Bearcats taking on Grand Island in their annual rivalry. That's currently airing on ESPN 1460. Some other games today. Donovan Trumbull is at Adams Central. You have got Ansley Litchfield hosting Stapleton McPherson County. Centura's at Aurora. Overton at Bertrand. Franklin at Blue Hill. Ainsworth is at Cozad. Kennesaw is at Elm Creek. Loomis is at Elwood. Wilcox-Hildreth is at Eustis Farnham. Axtell is at Lawrence Nelson. McCook is in Minden tonight. SEM is at Pleasanton. Lexington is out at Sydney, and Sandy Creek is playing Superior. Coming up on Tuesday, we will have the Kearney Catholic Donovan Trumbull game, and on Thursday, we will be bringing you the Amherst game against Gibbon, and that is coming up. Plus, we will have the Seward game in the girls' contest against Kearney Catholic next Thursday as well. That's just among our games coming up over the next few weeks. And next Saturday, we're right back in this gym for the Lou Platte Conference Wrestling Championships. There's some outstanding wrestlers in the area. That gets underway around 2 next Saturday. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Hastings St. Cecilia will get the ball to start the second half of play with their original 5 starters. And something happened here. I don't know if the clock started, didn't start, or... And they're letting the clock catch up, I guess. So they did stop it because the clock did not start. And again, the 5 starters, Seeley, Asher, Kitten, Skoke, and Sheehy for St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic. It's there, Moore, Holtmeyer, Jackson, Pierce, and Holtmeyer. 2 of them, Brady and Blake, both in there. Off the screen, they try to get it to Asher, Pierce, and Jackson. And Jackson just about stole it away, but dropped it out of bounds. It's kind of how the first half of the game went for Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia leads at 27-14. And St. Cecilia will get the ball in between the circles here to Seeley. Skip pass over to Asher. He's already hit 3 threes. The team has hit 4 of them. Rotate it right side to Sheehy. Sheehy back out to Asher for the 3. It is good. Brooks Asher filling it up here this afternoon with 19 points. That's his 4th 3. It's 30-14, St. Cecilia. Pierce with it for Kearney Catholic. Inside they get it to Holtmeyer. Brady up and under move and scores. Kearney Catholic with their first bucket on their first possession here. St. Cecilia almost used a full minute on the opening possession of the half. So not only do they score a 3, but they use some time now at the other end. Down on the low block, they'll get it to Skoke. He pivots one way, pivots the other, now fires it out to Sheehy, who dumps it in the corner to Seeley. Skip pass over everybody to Asher. Now down low, right underneath the hoop, but the shot is missed by Skoke, and it looks like a foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. And it's on Brady Holtmeyer, and that is his 3rd. First foul of the half on either team. And to shoot 2 will be Thomas Skoke. He's 0 of 1 at the line. 2 points, 6 rebounds, 1 block. And the free throw is on the way. No good. And we just bring you that pause because I want you to know, I mean, I have not been around a gym in a long, long time that is this dead. Second free throw, no good. And there are people here. I mean, I'm just amazed. And so I'll try to get off the bandwagon there. But three-pointer Jackson, no good. And maybe that's because it's too low of a scoring game. Holtmeyer gets poked in the eye. Blake Brady gets it, then has his putback shot blocked by Skoke. And coming out of there with it, St. Cecilia to the other end. And a foul on Holtmeyer. He's mad because he got poked in the eye. And Dayton Seeley will go to the line to shoot two. The foul on Blake Holtmeyer will be his second. And they'll bring him out of the game, it looks like. And at the line to shoot two is Dayton Seeley. I'm almost afraid to broadcast too loud the way this is. This is psychotic. The free throw is no good. And you got two good basketball teams here. St. Cecilia, though, leading the way, 30-16. Second free throw, Seeley. Didn't get either one of them, and the ball sails deep. But Kearney Catholic will get the defensive rebound with Brady Holtmeyer into the front court to Pierce. Into the corner they go to Nathan Howe. Back out to Pierce. Off the screens to Jackson. Zach dumps it into the corner to Matt Moore. Moore fakes the drive. Now puts the ball on the floor. Drives, puts it up, no good. Rebound. Howe is there for an offensive putback. And Kearney Catholic gets a rare second chance bucket. Then at the other end, the outlet pass is thrown away by St. Cecilia on the fast break. That'll be their seventh turnover. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. 30-18. Stars down by a dozen here at home. Kearney Catholic won the girls game 42-31, but St. Cecilia jumped out 12-2 in this game, and it's never been closer than eight. Moore on the right wing, trying to run that offense up top to Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer backs into the paint, draws the double team, hands it off to Howe. One-hand runner, good. Back-to-back buckets for Nathan Howe. The lead cut from 16-10 with six straight points from Kearney Catholic. Asher on the left wing grabs the ball and fires it back out to Seeley. 30-20 Hawks. Into the right-hand corner with it is Asher. Following that zone defense now for Kearney Catholic. They've went man, they've went zone. Now they're zoning it up. Seeley again in the corner to Asher. Skip pass over the top to Sheehy. It's picked off by Nate Howe. Howe to the other end, and he's going to have it stripped away as he went up for the shot. By Dayton Seeley. Good defensive play there by the Blue Hawks. And Asher for three. No, he missed one. And then an over-the-back foul going to be called here on Hastings St. Cecilia. Thomas Skoke saying, I'm just bigger than everybody. But the official from the top said he's over the back. And that's why St. Cecilia is a little upset here, because the official at the top made the call and not the official down on the baseline. Nonetheless, it will be Skoke's first personal foul and first foul of the half here on St. Cecilia. Leading it 30-20, a lot of game left, 5 minutes in the third quarter. Holtmeyer outside the arc, tries to fire it down to Jackson. It's deflected right back out to Blake, so he drives in, has his shot blocked by Cannon Howell. Back out to Pierce, a double-clutch three, no good. Rebound to Holtmeyer, and Blake is fouled on the putback. That's his seventh rebound, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Holtmeyer at the line so far this afternoon is 1 of 2. And a chance to get this game into single digits midway through the second quarter. The free throw is too strong. In for St. Cecilia will be Zach Kitten. In for Kearney Catholic will be Bryce James. Checking out will be Skoke for St. Cecilia and Pierce for the Stars. Second free throw now coming up for Holtmeyer. On the way, and no good. Strong, Sheehy, rebound, his first. Clears it out of the right wing to Asher, already into the front court. But without the numbers, just comes to the center circle and sets it up. Seeley on the left wing. Star staying in that 2-3 zone. Working around the perimeter, Sheehy. Back out top to Seeley. Try to lob it inside, and it actually hit the backboard. And the ball comes into the hands of Jackson. Three turnovers now for St. Cecilia in the quarter. Here's Holtmeyer, sees a seam, takes it to the hoop, reverse layup, good. Kearney Catholic has cut it to 8, 30-22, with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic has outscored St. Cecilia 8-3. The only bucket that Brooks Asher, 3. And Asher camping out in the right-hand corner, but right now it's on the other side of the floor. Sheehy dumps it inside to Howell, who lowers his shoulder, makes room, puts it up, no good, but will get two free throws as Howell is fouled. St. Cecilia is also 0 of 4 at the line in this quarter. Trying to change that percentage. Will be Cannon Howell. The foul is on Zach Jackson, his first. And the free throw is up and in. Cannon Howell with his first point of the basketball game. Tyler Mestel and Brady Holtmeyer check in. Moore and Zach Jackson will come out. Second free throw now for Cannon Howell. On the way, too strong. Long rebound, tipped around, and the Stars will grab it. They almost outfought themselves for that one. Bryce James will pick it up. That's his fourth board. In the front court, Stars. Jackson gives it off to James. Back out top, Holtmeyer. Jump stop to Brady. Brady from 13, and he knocks it down. Second bucket for Brady Holtmeyer, both here in the third quarter. 31-24, Kearney Catholic. So they do cut it to 7 after being down by 16 earlier in the quarter. Tino in now for St. Cecilia. Down again to Howell on that block. Turnaround foul called. Back-to-back times that Howell has been able to post up and draw the foul. And it's on Blake Holtmeyer, his third. And there's the 3:14 to go here in the quarter. What will Coach Scott Carlin do? Will he leave Blake in or will he bring him out? You got to have him out there as much as possible. And the free throw is in and out by Cannon Howell. So St. Cecilia, their lead should still be around 10, but they can't make a free throw. They're 1 of 7 in the quarter. Second free throw by Howell. On the way, and it's short, and it's punched out there by St. Cecilia's Sheehy. Nice play by Alex, and it keeps the ball alive. So they miss both free throws, but they have the possession, and a three for Asher. Good. That's a good, good play for St. Cecilia. A killer for the Stars. And a travel in the backcourt on Kearney Catholic. And those are the things that can happen when there's not a lot of energy in the building. You just kind of forget where you're at. And all of a sudden, the Stars should have had the ball down 7. Now St. Cecilia has the ball up 10. And they go right back to Howell. Out to Asher. In the corner, Tino. Tino dribbles out of there to the left wing. Back up to the top of the circle to Sheehy. Over to Tino. Into the corner, Asher. He has hit 5 threes and has 22 points in the game this afternoon for Brooks. Sheehy skips it back up top to Tino. 2:35 to go, third quarter, 34-24. St. Cecilia, Sheehy, 4-3. That one won't go. Rebound tipped around, and Matt Moore picks up the loose ball. Baseball pass to Brady Holtmeyer. Oh, that could be intentional. They grabbed the shirt, the jersey of Holtmeyer, and a foul coming. You can do a lot of things, but you cannot grab the jersey on a breakaway. It will just be a regular foul, and Holtmeyer will go to the line and shoot 2. It's the third on Alex Sheehy. And the free throw dancing around and off the glass, and it finally goes. Brady with all 5 of his points here in the quarter. Thomas Scope checks in for St. Cecilia. 2:25, third quarter, 34-25. St. Cecilia, the free throw good. So Holtmeyer hits them both. He's got 6, 34-26. St. Cecilia by 8. 2:20 to go here and counting in the third quarter of play. Tino gives it to Seeley. Into the front court, they go to Skoke. He's deep in the right-hand corner, so he gets it out of there. Rotate it to Asher, 4-3. That one is strong. He missed one finally. And the rebound by Holtmeyer. Now 4 bodies on the floor. They are tackling each other in a timeout. Kearney Catholic, wow. That happened in front of the Kearney Catholic fans, too, and they were not happy by that. Timeout on the floor. 2:03 to go here, third quarter, 34-26 St. Cecilia. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE 4-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Doug Duden, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. St. Cecilia up 8, Kearney Catholic ball. Moore stutter dribble, drives, layup won't go, and then on the rebound, a foul called on Kearney Catholic. Zach Kitten got the rebound. And that's the fourth foul on Brady Holtmeyer. And you could tell the Kearney Catholic bench wanted that one to fall. It would have cut the game to six, and it was a good look for Matt Moore. Instead, St. Cecilia will have the basketball. A minute 45 to go here in the third quarter, 34-26. Stars trying to put some pressure onto the backcourt. St. Cecilia will patiently bring it across the timeline with Tino, and he'll give it to Zach Kitten. Ball fake, dribbles to the top of the circle, and relieves it to Tino. Over to Seeley. Back up to Tino. Very patient right here against the 2-3 zone now that the Stars settle back into. Asher pops out of the right key. Guarded there by Derek Jackson. Over to Dayton Seeley. Really nothing going on here for St. Cecilia. They're just passing around the perimeter. They're not even really looking inside. They've whittled the clock down to a minute 5 to go here in the third quarter. They're waiting for somebody to slide through unnoticed. It's almost like they would be playing for the last shot of the half, but there's way too much time on the clock for that. Between the circles is Seeley. 55 seconds. Now Tino just throws up a three. It's no good. Long rebound. It's saved in, but it's saved into the hands there of Nathan Howe. Good hustle by Skok, but nobody to get it to on his team. Now Holtmeyer aggressive to the hoop, and he has his arm grabbed as he takes it to the hoop. He's going to get two free throws, and again, three players end up on the floor. Zach Kitten with his second personal foul, fourth team foul. And Blake Holtmeyer, 1 of 4 at the line. 7 points so far for the Stars, and he'll shoot two with 41 seconds remaining here in quarter number three. On ESPN 1460, the Kearney girls have a 21-9 lead over Grand Island at the end of one. Again on ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com as Blake Holtmeyer strokes the first free throw through. Multiple substitutions here, so we'll set the men on the floor for you. Starting with Kearney Catholic, they have got, of course, Holtmeyer at the line, Zach Jackson, Mestel, James, and Pierce. Second free throw short by Holtmeyer, and the rebound falls into the hands of Brooks Asher. He's out there with Tino and Seeley and Derek Boyd, who just checked in, and Thomas Skok. 30 seconds now remaining in the quarter, 34-27, Kearney Catholic within seven. St. Cecilia working the ball at the top of the circle. They give it off to Asher. Back to Seeley. Over to Tino. Holding now for the last shot. 15 seconds. Up top to Asher. Seeley. Now they go off the pick. There's Asher with 10 seconds for the three. It's good, and he's fouled and a chance for a four-point play. They made Kearney Catholic think that they would whittle the clock down a little bit farther, and instead Asher cans a 22-footer. And Mestel laid off the screen, gets his third foul. And Brooks Asher, three threes in the quarter, six in the game, 25 points for St. Cecilia. And the lead just like that back out to 10 with just over seven seconds remaining here in the quarter. And now at the line, Brooks Asher, 1 of 1 so far in the game. And a chance to get the lead back out to 11. And Asher's free throw is on the way. It's good. The four-point play gives Asher 10 in the quarter. And now he checks out of the basketball game. 38-27, St. Cecilia on the four-point play. Into Holtmeyer, 7 seconds, pushes it up the floor, kicks it out of the wing to Matt Moore. Moore drives in, finger roll, sets on the rim, won't go. Tip try, Holtmeyer over his head, and it rolls off the rim. No good. That's a huge four-point play at the end of the quarter. It's St. Cecilia 38. Kearney Catholic 27 on Classic Hits.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you as we enter the fourth quarter of play here at Cope Gymnasium. It is Kearney Catholic ball, but they trail 38-27. Hastings St. Cecilia, you look at the numbers, and 10 of the 11 points they scored in that quarter were by Brooks Asher. They did not have a two-point field goal. They were 2 of 9 from the free throw line in the quarter. And a three-pointer to start it by Jackson is on the way, no good. Holtmeyer got the rebound, though, and he mans up and scores 10. Blake Holtmeyer, 10 points, 10 rebounds, a big offensive putback there for Kearney Catholic to start things off. Stars are also 1 of 10 from three-point land, 6 of 15 for St. Cecilia as the ball is tipped away. 26 points for Brooke Asher, 26 of their 38. He's hit 6 threes. 9 for Kitten, and that was all in the first quarter. Pretty amazing stat line right now for the Blue Hawks. Kearney Catholic is led now by Holtmeyer with 10. And the inbounds pass is stolen away. Matt Moore at the top of the circle gives it to Jackson, comes in, missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Nathan Howe. Howe, with people on the floor, has it knocked out of his hands. 10th Kearney Catholic turnover, 2-on-2. St. Cecilia throws it away, trying to go too fast to the other end. St. Cecilia with 11 turnovers, Kearney Catholic with 10 in the game. And the Stars will get the basketball back. 10-3, St. Cecilia. They've won 7 in a row, or 6 in a row, I think. They misspoke. St. Cecilia has not lost since Beatrice in the holiday tournament, 6 in a row. Kearney Catholic is 7-6. So far on the season, winners of 3 of their last 4. And on the crossover dribble, here's Jackson to the hoop, and Derek lays it up for his first bucket. Down to 7, so Kearney Catholic keeps whittling it down to 7. Or 8, and then St. Cecilia takes it out to 11 or 12. And here's Zach Kitten, and on the drive, a foul called, and that puts them in the 1-1 for the rest of the game. Zach Jackson, his second personal foul. And a 1-1 here for Hastings St. Cecilia with 6:55 to go in the game. And at the line will be Zach Kitten, 2 of 2, all 9 of his points in the first half. And Zach's first free throw on the front end of the 1-1. No good. Rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. That's his 11th. And here come the Stars, a chance to get as close as they've been since the start of the game. Holtmeyer top of the circle to Moore. Thought about the three, then takes it off the screen and got it. It's a 4-point game. Matt Moore with just the second three of the afternoon, and now St. Cecilia has to be a little concerned. 38-34, and there's actually noise in the gym. St. Cecilia with the ball between the circles into the hands of Dayton Seeley. On the low block to Thomas Skok, and Coach Kevin Asher says, let's talk about it. Both teams have 4 timeouts, so it should be a chess match from here on out with 6:24 to go in the basketball game. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 38, Kearney Catholic 34 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Going to Bowling is up for 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a 3 and he hits the 3.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hastings St. Cecilia's lead has been trimmed from 16-4. But they do have the basketball out of the timeout. And they get it to Asher off a couple of screens, but he was trying to go right back inside on that play, and Kearney Catholic had it covered. Back out to Dayton Seeley. St. Cecilia's got to find a way for somebody to score besides Asher. They have no two-point field goals in the second half, and they still lead this game 38-34 as the ball is deflected out of bounds. Asher has 26, 9 for Kitten, 35 of their 38, and all 9 for Kitten were in the first quarter. 2 for Skoke and a free throw for Howell. That's the rest of the scoring for St. Cecilia. Up 4, they try to force it inside, and reaching around and grabbing the arm is Zach Jackson. That's his third foul, and St. Cecilia is at the line for another 1-1, where they have not had very much success. They are 5 of 16 from the line. And Kitten hit the first two of the game, so they're 3 of 13 since. That's not a good number, obviously. But here they finally get one to fall, Zach Kitten. And now Kitten has 10 points. First point of the fourth quarter for the Hawks, 39-34. Trying for their 11th win of the season. It's on the way, and it skips around. No good. Rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. He's got a dozen of them. Gives it off to Matt Moore. And the Stars can make it a one-possession game. Over to Zach Jackson, up top to Holtmeyer. Mestel and Moore are out there, both Jacksons. Here's a three. Jackson, it's short that time, following the shot, but Kitten boxed him out. Kitten gets the rebound, and St. Cecilia's back on offense. 5.5 to go, 39-34 Blue Hawks. Left wing with it is Seeley. Dayton, again, one of those young sophomores that does not shoot the basketball. Into the corner they go to Skoke. Rotate it to Asher. Mestel on him. Can't get the three away that time. So Brooks brings it back out top. Swings it over to Sheehy. Try to lob it inside to Kitten, and that one was a little too much fire on that short of a pass. And St. Cecilia turns it over. And Kearney Catholic now back on the offense. 39-34, 5:12 to go. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, Kearney High is currently playing on ESPN 1460. The girls were up 12 after one. Here's Holtmeyer, dribbles to the right elbow, tries to force it in, got double team, kicks it out Moore. Moore back to Brady Holtmeyer from 17. That one will not go. Brooks Asher will grab his third rebound. He'll clear it out to Sheehy. Front court with a left-hand dribble back to Asher between the circles. High post to Skoke. Now down low, they get it to Kitten. Point-blank turnaround up and in. And that's the first two-point field goal of the second half for St. Cecilia at the 440 mark. 41-34, and Kearney Catholic is going to call the timeout. They cut it to 5. They had 2 chances to get it closer and were unable to do so. So with 4:33 to go in the basketball game, it's St. Cecilia 41, Kearney Catholic 34. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Don't forget, Storm Hockey is home tonight against Dubuque, 7:05. Sounds like they're going to have a heck of a good crowd out there. If you can't make it or you just want to take your headset along, the games are always on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Storm had won 4. Now they've lost 3. They'll try and turn that around tonight against Dubuque. 41-34, St. Cecilia Kearney Catholic has the ball with 4.5 to go in the basketball game. Jackson drives. Derek takes an off-balance runner. No good. And the rebound brought down by St. Cecilia's Zach Kitten. That cannot be the play they drew up during the timeout. And a little frustration there for Kearney Catholic. They had a look, and then they couldn't finish. And now they're stuck on 34 as St. Cecilia's, even though only they got the one bucket, they've kind of grabbed the momentum here and have settled things down after the Stars cut it to 5. Back in the game, Tommy O'Keefe for St. Cecilia, along with Alex Tino, and Asher's in there. Boyd is in there as well. And Kitten. And St. Cecilia, again, they've kind of went into that stall mode. It's not a complete stall, but just running weave, very patient with their offense, not too worried about shooting the ball. Asher even passed up the open three, drives and takes a 10-foot runner, no good, and tapping the ball, and it ends up in Brady Holtmeyer's hands to Blake. Blake up the right side. He comes in, has his shot blocked out of bounds by Zach Kitten. His second block, Holtmeyer ends up on the floor. And it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. St. Cecilia even has a couple of fouls to give. Well, they've only been whistled four times here in the second half. Moore to throw it in from his own baseline. Stars need a bucket if they want to stay in this. They get it to Brady Holtmeyer. Eight-footer, too strong. Rebound, Thomas Skok. His first of the half, his seventh of the game. And St. Cecilia, 41-34. Kearney Catholic's last bucket was at the 5:57 mark. Underneath, a charge is going to be called on St. Cecilia. Thomas Skok, I don't think he realized how close he was to the hoop. And he turned and ran right over the Kearney Catholic defender. So wave off the made bucket. It was all good, except I don't think he knew there was anybody back there. I think he thought that he had gotten around the defender. That's the second foul on Skok. 3:10 to go, Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer on the right elbow. Turns, free throw line, jumper partially blocked by Thomas Skok. And St. Cecilia gets the ball back. With it is Brooks Asher. Up the middle of the floor, he gives it to Sheehy. Rotated around to Tino. Back between the circles to Alex Sheehy. 2:50 to go. Don't forget, when this game's over, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have the final stats, coaches' interviews, and then get you on to your Saturday night. Sheehy over to Tino. Baseline. See, they're passing up shots right now, and that's St. Cecilia's more than content to run clock. Jackson went for the steal, didn't get it. Over to Tino. Poked away from behind, but it's poked right into the hands of Alex Sheehy. And now finally the ball gets underneath, and a layup good of a three-point play for Zach Kitten. That's what they want to do. Use as much time as you can. Find somebody that sneaks in there for a layup. And now a nine-point game, a chance to make it 10. And the Stars will sub in four. But they were down 16. They cut it to five. And St. Cecilia building that big lead early on, they've been able to get the job done. And that was the fifth foul on Brady Holtmeyer, who was coming out anyway. He will foul out with 6 points, three rebounds, and 2:21 to go in the game. And at the line to try to complete the three-point play, Zach Kitten can't get it to fall that time. Blake Holtmeyer continues to pull down the boards for the Stars. Up to Tyler Mestel through his hands and out of bounds. That's just the third turnover of the half. And actually, Kearney Catholic, since the first quarter when they had six, only have five, according to my count, the rest of the game. It's just a matter of not scoring. And that has been the problem all year for Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia, with that great defense, also going to make you tough to score. Here they break the press. Tino brings it in on a two-on-one and then just dribbles it out of there. 43-34. St. Cecilia on their way to their 11th straight win, unless they can't make any free throws. Then they'll be in some trouble, but every foul from now gives St. Cecilia two in the double bonus as the ball's kicked. And now Kearney Catholic going to put in multiple substitutions here. 43-34. St. Cecilia, their next basketball game will be coming up against Aquinas. The girls play Friend on the road on Thursday, and then both the girls and boys host Aquinas next Friday. Aquinas boys are 3-10. And then it's on to the conference tournament, where St. Cecilia will obviously be challenged. For Kearney Catholic, they will be on the road for their next four games. Their next home game, they may only have one more if they don't get a home game in the conference tournament, and that would be on the 11th for Centura. They have six road games scheduled, plus the conference tournament. Foul called here on Blake Holtmeyer, his fourth, and at the line to shoot two, Alex Tino. Hasn't scored, hasn't shot the free throw yet tonight. And the front end is up and dancing around, no good. Boy, if St. Cecilia would have let this game get away from them, it would have been because they can't make a 15-footer from that stripe right in the middle. Called a free throw. Second free throw, Tino. Good. So Alex gets his first point of the basketball game, and it's 44-34. St. Cecilia by 10 with a minute 45 to go. Holtmeyer out to Moore. The lane's open, so Matt drives and then has to put up a tough shot, maybe a little tougher than he needed to, as Kitten came over there, got a hand on his face, and Tino grabbed the rebound, and St. Cecilia has the basketball. Trying to just play keep away now with 90 seconds to go. Brooks Asher kicks it back out to Sheehy. Over to Tino. On the wing to Seeley. Minute 15 to go. 44-34, the last 5 points scored by St. Cecilia, and Brooks Asher dribbled off his hip, and a carry will be called. Over to Kearney Catholic, minute 11 to go. Asher, though, the story of the game here today Would have been interesting had he been a little cool from three-point land. This might have been a 34-32 game. He's hit six threes and has 26 of his team's 44 points. Here's a three by Blake Holtmeyer, and he got it. At a timeout, Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer not a three-point shooter, but he knocks that one down. He leads the Stars with 13 points, and that's just enough to keep it interesting. Timeout, Kearney Catholic, and they will have two remaining. 1 minute to go in the game. St. Cecilia 44, Kearney Catholic 37. The Hawks try to bring it home when we come back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Going to Bowman, it's out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
1 minute to go. St. Cecilia has the ball, a 44-37 lead over Kearney Catholic. Obviously, Stars trying to press. Any foul will be a two-shot situation. Looks like the wrestlers are just getting home from the Gibbon Invitational this afternoon. Again, Kearney Catholic will host the conference tournament here next week. St. Cecilia gets the ball in. Stars trying to foul, and they do get the foul here on Nathan Howe. That's his second. And it will send Dayton Seeley to the line. He's 0 of 2, has not scored in the game. Earlier today, the Kearney Catholic girls beat St. Cecilia in a battle of top three teams by a score of 42-31. Also in girls action, Aurora beat Centura 45-33. Beatrice went overtime to beat South Sioux City 59-53. Blue Hill, no problem with Franklin. Elwood beat the Loomis girls this afternoon 48-37. And the first of two free throws up and in by Dayton Seeley. 45-37, St. Cecilia, 57 seconds to go. Those also out of the conference here for St. Cecilia. You can tell you that Lincoln Lutheran girls beat SCOTUS 33-25 this afternoon. Seward girls, who come to Kearney next week to play the Stars, a 51-40 winner today over Waverly. Second free throw, no good. Mestel gets the rebound. Here comes Holtmeyer up the floor, takes it all the way to the rack, lays it up, and in. Blake Holtmeyer hits the layup, 45-39, 45 seconds to go. Tino with the basketball, and a foul called before he gets it. Looks like it's Sheehy that will go to the line. So a lot of guys that haven't scored are going to the line here in the last minute and a half for St. Cecilia. The foul is on Derek Jackson. 43 seconds to go. St. Cecilia still needs to hit some free throws here. Kearney Catholic has two timeouts, down six. This can make it a three-possession game. Sheehy looks for his first point and gets it. It bounced off the heel high in the air, and then it dropped through. 46-39, 43 seconds remaining. And then the Misco Sports post-game show. Second free throw up. That's no good. And Kearney Catholic Zach Jackson gets the rebound. Up to Mestel. Over to Moore. Back out, Blake Holtmeyer. Blake for a three. That's over everything. And the rebound brought down by Alex Tino. And a foul called with 32 seconds to go. Holtmeyer, again, has had a solid game for the Stars with 15 points and 13 rebounds. But it was too much Brooks Asher and Zach Kitten for St. Cecilia here today. At the line to shoot two, Alex Tino. He's 1 of 2 for his only point. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. Second free throw coming up here for Tino. 47-39. St. Cecilia with the win, or the lead, at least for now. And the free throw is up, and that spins out. No good. Rebound, Blake Holtmeyer. Up the floor, finds Matt Moore, left corner, drives, tries to get the old-fashioned three-point play. Shot won't go, but he is fouled. And Moore will go to the line and shoot two. 5 points in the game for Matt this afternoon. And the foul called on Zach Kitten. That's his third. And Moore now with his first free throw attempt of the day. And Matt will put this one up, and it's short. Kearney Catholic subbing in at every horn here. And not doing it very quickly either. Second free throw for Matt Moore. Moore takes his dribbles, puts the free throw on the way. It is good, 47-40, St. Cecilia. Hawks just trying to get it in. They do to Asher. That's where they want it. Now Brooks gets away from the defense because they don't want to foul him. Fires it into the front court, finds Kitten. Now it's keep-away time, and that's going to do it. Foul called here as the arms get tangled up. Derek Jackson commits the foul. Dayton Seeley will go to the line to shoot two, but we're down to 17 seconds to go, and St. Cecilia is going to hold on here. They built that 16-point lead. Had it cut down to five, but the Stars never got any closer. They had multiple chances to get closer and never did. And the Stars will be 7-7, and St. Cecilia will be 11-3. And the first free throw by Seeley is on the way, and it is in. Again, the only thing I think now that we have left to determine, the Stars in their six previous losses were all 8 points or less. Right now, that's where we're at right now, eight. And now make it nine as Seeley hit them both. He's got 3 points, 15 seconds to go. Up the floor, Jackson. Off balance three on the way. It's no good by Bryce James. Rebound saved there by Derek Jackson. Here's Pierce for three. It's no good. The ball still loose in the lane with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Bryce James' shot is no good. And that is the end of the basketball game. And the final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 49 and Kearney Catholic 40. We'll have all the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah. Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Once again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the crew, as our doubleheader this afternoon has come to an end with the St. Cecilia boys beating Kearney Catholic 49-40. Kearney Catholic won the girls' game 42-31, and this is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, get your game on at Misco's, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports serving Central Nebraska for decades and continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. Here's a look at the numbers now for the Kearney Catholic Stars. And then we hope to get a chance to talk with both coaches, Kevin Asher and Scott Carlin. Matt Moore will finish with 6 points, one rebound. Bryce James, 2 points, five rebounds. Nathan Howe, 6 points, four rebounds. Tyler Mestel, two rebounds and a block shot. For Blake Holtmeyer today, he finished with a team high 15 points, a game high 14 rebounds. Derek Jackson, 2 points, two rebounds. Zach Jackson had two rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer had 6 points and three rebounds. And Harrison Pierce had 3 points in the basketball game. 12 rebounds in the first half. I had the Stars for 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting 3 of 5 in the first half and 4 of 8 in the second half. Three-point shooting, Kearney Catholic was 1 of 8 in the first half. And in the second half, 2 of 9. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, and just 3 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 14 points at halftime. They scored 26 in the second half here today. And the Stars will finish this basketball game with 40 points. And the 40 points they put up is the second, or let's double check that the 40 points that Kearney Catholic put up this afternoon ties their lowest output of the year. They also had 40 when they lost Tuesday over at Lexington. 40 points, 33 rebounds, 7 out of 13 at the free throw line, 3 of 17 from three-point land, 1 block shot, 11 turnovers. Kearney Catholic now 7-7, and they will be on the road for basically the rest of the year. At Donovan Trumbull Tuesday, you'll have it here on Classic Hits. Next Saturday, they're at Boys Town. They've got games at Gibbon and McCook before the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We'll look at the final numbers for Hastings St. Cecilia after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the final numbers that I had for Hastings St. Cecilia here this afternoon, and then we'll talk with the head coach, Kevin Asher. First off, 40 of the 49 points came from two guys, and that's a little unusual for St. Cecilia, but whatever gets it done. Dayton Seeley, 3 points, one rebound. Alex Tino, 2 points, two rebounds. Cannon Howell, 1 point, one rebound. Derek Boyd, 2 rebounds. Thomas Skok, 2 points, a team-high 7 rebounds, 3 blocks. Alex Sheehy, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Zach Kitten, 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 block shots. And some kid named Brooks Asher, 26 points. He hit 6 threes today, 3 rebounds for the coach's son, or the, you know, maybe we should turn this around. That might be how we have to do it here today. But for St. Cecilia, a couple things that they'll have to work on that we'll talk with the coach. They got out-rebounded, and the free throw shooting was probably as poor as it's been all year, but it was good enough. 13 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 9 of 23 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 4 of 9 in the first half, and 2 of 6 in the second half. I think we need to add one more there because there were 7 total in the basketball game, so they were 7 of 15. And turnovers, 6 in the first half and 7 in the second half. 27 points at halftime, 22 in the second half. The Blue Hawks finish with 49 points, 23 rebounds. 12 of 29 at the free throw line, 7 of 15 from three-point land, 6 blocks, 13 turnovers. And St. Cecilia picks up their 7th straight win. They're now 11-3 with a 49-40 win over Kearney Catholic. And they will have one more game before the conference tournament Friday when they host Aquinas Catholic out of David City, and Coach Kevin Asher joins us here. Coach, this is probably a little different win for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we played really well early, and, you know, when we got that 10-12-point lead, you know, nothing was just going down for Kearney Catholic at that time, and we were playing really well, and, you know, then the free throws, I mean, we wanted to extend that lead, you know, but then we didn't do a very good job at the free throw line, and sometimes that's part of it. I don't know if that's a little bit of fatigue of playing the games, this many games in a week, but, you know, the kids, they made a run, got it down to 5 or 7, whatever it was, and our kids bounced back and controlled the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's exactly, you build enough of a lead. And one thing I mentioned numerous times, so if anybody goes back and listens to this, you jumped out to such a quick lead
there was hardly any energy in the gym this afternoon, and it seemed that it affected the play of the game. I wanted to know if you thought that was true.
I agree. Kearney Catholic, you know, really brings a lot of energy as a team. And we knew if they got off to a good start, that was going to energize their crowd. So whether or not making a couple early baskets was enough to, you know, neutralize the court a little bit, of the home court. I thought our kids just kept executing. We really wanted to bang it in inside first, and I thought we did an excellent job of that. I'm not, you know, so sure that we were going to knock down a bunch of threes. And then, you know, they went to a zone, and we were patient, and we did a pretty good job of adjusting to that.
Was that the main reason that you guys struggled there offensively outside of the free throws for a while?
You know, I don't know how many possessions we had in that third quarter, you know, but we didn't have a two-point basket. And so right there tells me that we were getting maybe two-point opportunities, but then you go to the line and miss one or two. That's just like a turnover, and not that you want to put that much pressure on your kids. We're not this poor free-throw shooting team. Actually, we're about 60-some percent for the season, 62 or something. So you look at that, and you kind of go, well, probably doing what we were supposed to do, but if you're not going to get something in some of those possessions, you know, all of a sudden they come down, and they did get a little bit of energy going there in the third quarter, and right there is probably where you say to yourself, they made their run, and our kids just answered it later.
I don't know if it was a huge play, but it sure was at the time. Talk about the play that you drew up to end the third quarter. You kind of, when you play for the last shot, everybody thinks you're not going to do anything until there's about 4 seconds left. Well, you got Kearney Catholic to bite. You got that three-pointer to Brooks. He gets fouled. He hits the four-pointer. You don't score there. Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the fourth quarter down 7. Instead, it's a four-point play.
Yeah, we just tried to rotate the ball enough on the perimeter. And either if they jump out on that shooter, then he's supposed to dump it down. And we pretty much ran it to exact where we want. We want to shoot it with like 6-5, somewhere in there. I think he shot it with 7, gets fouled. You know, they just didn't get out. And it was probably a deep enough one that, you know, he hits there. And if they would have jumped out, he was looking for the post, roll him back to the basketball. So credit the kids for, you know, making sure that they executed down the stretch. And that's one thing this team has really done is finished a quarter. And I think it won us the basketball game Thursday night, finishing quarters. It won us the basketball games last Saturday night. We had 8 points at the end of the second, third, and fourth quarters on film. So that's something that shows you got basketball smart kids, and that's something that I don't have to have to coach.
Couple questions left here for Kevin Asher of St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten was one of the reasons you got off to such a quick start. I mean, I think he got a foul just so he could have a mark in every single column. Three-pointer, free throw, two-pointer, rebound, block shot. He did it all, then that foul, all in the first 2.5 minutes.
Well, he's a tough matchup. He plays inside out, and we knew that we had an advantage with the two bigs in to start the game, and we were trying to isolate one or the other. It kind of depended on which side the ball got swung to and which one could get position. And Zach starts out, and yesterday in practice he missed 2 3-pointers when we're working our half-court offense. And I kind of looked at the coach and I said, he hasn't shot 2 3-pointers in practice all year, but I like that confidence because he is a good shooter. And when he hit that one, you know, that got us off to a great start.
And then, I mean, coaches always are a little shy about talking about their kids, but Brooks, he had a great game today.
Well, you know, he puts time in, and they all do, but our kids do a great job of being unselfish. They don't care if a sophomore makes their name in the paper. They don't care about anything, you know, that the accolades come at the end of the season. And, you know, he shot well. Maybe he needs a sore back more often. He came to me before the game, says, I need a trainer to get my back loosened up. And I'm like, well, oh, here we go. He's going to go 0 for 7 or something. But it was just the opposite. Fortunate that the ball went through the hole for him tonight. It's not that way every night. And that's one thing, a shooter's mentality, I guess that comes from his mother. She must have told him to just keep shooting. So yeah. Tonight was his night.
Yeah. Last thought before you get out of here. You do have Aquinas, but then the conference tournament. I know you'd like to see SCOTUS again. I know the kids would, a chance there to avenge a loss or two. Well, what's the conference shaping up for or like right now?
Well, it's incredibly tough. They've two teams, Council Bluffs, St. Albert's, and Mount Michael are out of the conference. So now it goes to 10-team bracket. It looks like we're going to be the one or the two seed, which guarantees us a home game on Tuesday night. I'm not real sure exactly who the opponent will be, but I know that there isn't anybody that I'm sitting here going, wow, I hope we draw that guy. Huh. Because the Centennial Conference is very, very difficult. I think it's with the Mid-States Conference and the Lou Platt Conference, you've just got very, very good Class C basketball. You don't bring it. I watched David City Aquinas last night, and their record may not be as great as some of the other teams around, and they are just scary. And so it just comes down to being prepared. We're going to have to be prepared regardless of who we play. I think our kids are, hungry. We talked about winning some type of championship this season. We didn't get the holiday championship. Now's our next opportunity, to prepare. But we've got a ball game on Friday night that we have not played well in for so long that we're going to really focus in on the next 3 or 4 days and try to play better.
All right, Kevin, congratulations on the win. Thanks for the time, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Well, we really appreciate the coverage, Doug. You do a great job.
Thanks, buddy. Kevin Asher.
Head boys basketball coach, St. Cecilia.
They win it tonight, 49-40. They'll play Aquinas next week. And then right after that, it's into the conference tournament where they have drawn, what, like Coach said, maybe a one or two, depending on where SCOTUS falls and all that. SCOTUS is 11-1 going into competition this weekend. And now we switch the headset over and talk with Kearney Catholic coach Scott Carlin. And coach, again, 7-7, none of these losses are blowouts, but it's frustrating right now that the ball's not going in the hole for you.
What's more frustrating is just the lack of number of times we've executed. We tell him Brooks Asher is one of the best shooters in the area. He's a shooter, make him put on the floor. We close out, give him 3-4 feet of space, or we have our hands down and, oh, thank you, three-pointer. We'll go down the other end, work our tail off, make, miss, or whatever. But the number of times we mentally have mental lapses is the frustrating part.
It was such a quick start, too, for St. Cecilia. I mean, after the first 5 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever you want to call it, this was an evenly played ball game, but they were up 10 right out of the gate.
Yeah, we talked about coming out, and our seniors talked about it, but I don't know, they hit us in the mouth right away, and hats off to Coach Asher. He took it to us again. He had a game plan. We thought we had a game plan, and they just beat us, flat out beat us today.
You take a look at the way the kids continued to fight in there. You've had to really switch your lineup all year. First, it was because of some injuries, then it's depending on who's healthy. Now you're trying to find a way to get some kids to execute and score for you. You were in the locker room, obviously, a long time because you've got a long road stretch coming up here. Are you going to continue to stir the pot a little bit, or where are you at with that?
Haven't fully decided. We'll watch film. We'll kind of go back. We kind of need to get some consistency out of guys. We have guys that will play great one night, and the next night we'll turn around and we'll just look terrible. And 2 days later, we'll turn around and look like all state players again. It's just
– darn kids.
Yeah. I mean, we'd like to say we're a young team, but eventually when you're – 15 games into the year, I don't think we can use that as an excuse anymore. It's coming down to our mental focus leading up to things.
And again, I think sometimes if you keep harping on one kid over and over and over, but I mean, Blake Holtmeyer, I mean, you just can't overlook what he did. 15 points, 14 rebounds, and gave every ounce of energy that he had to try to keep you guys in the game today.
If Blake's not an All-State kid, I don't know what one looks like. I mean, he rebounds, he defends, he rotates over. He's a leader. He does everything you could ever ask a player to do and gives it all to you, and he does it selflessly and helps out the other kids. I mean, last night he's working on free throws till we kick him out of the gym because he struggled with that. Then all of a sudden today he gives me a text message, hey, can I come in and work with so-and-so? They want to work post moves. And what can you say about a kid like that other than thank you? And I'm blessed he's on our team, and I just wish other guys might have as much heart right now as he showed. I'm not questioning their effort or anything, but he by far and away showed so much more heart than some others.
I promise not to call him Rudy with all that. A couple of things you did do well today, because when you win, coaches always have something they want to nitpick on. When you lose, they never seem to want to talk about a couple of things. But you did really kind of dominate the boards today, and one of the reasons was Blake. But you out-rebounded St. Cecilia, and after the first quarter, you really took care of the ball. I only had you for 5 turnovers after that.
Yeah, I thought for 3 quarters – 2.5 quarters especially, we played extremely good basketball. I mean, I think at one point we looked up and we were down 18, and we cut it to 4 at one point. But the difference is we got to do that consistently. But we rebounded well. We took care of the ball well for long periods of stretches. And for playing a 2-3 defense or 2-1-2 defense for the first time in 18 games or whatever it is, I don't know when the last time Coach Leese put it in, and since the Ravenna game, we haven't even looked at it. And we drew that one up at halftime. The guys are doing a pretty good job out of that stuff.
Well, as we said, you have, depending if you would happen to catch a home game in the conference tournament, only one more home scheduled game, 6 on the road. And I know you wanted a little bit better feeling this week going out on the road, but talk about this stretch you got coming up. starting with one of the best teams in the conference next week in Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, you know, head to Donovan, always a very tough place to play. They're well coached by Coach Hartman. You know, this is their team. They're a senior dominant team. I don't know if they play an underclassman from everything I've seen on them live and other stuff. But, you know, if we do our little things and we execute like we're capable of and remember those mental things, I think we'll be right in the game again. And I guess anytime you have a team that has been struggling, if you're there in the fourth quarter, that's all you can ask for. So then after Donovan, we get to go to Boys Town, which probably the most deceptive record out of any of these, because I think they've lost 9 games by 3 or 4 points. It's kind of like looking in a mirror and look at their schedule, look at our schedules. They've both been battle tested. So I just hope we can come out there and give a good showing at least and let the chips fall where they may.
All right, Scotty, we'll see you on Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Right. I joked with your dad. He's still rooting against St. Cecilia.
Yeah. He actually finally has a Kearney Catholic shirt on now. So
a little worried about him, Scotty.
All right,
be good,
thanks,
buddy.
Doug.
Scott Carlin, we'll take our final break and wrap things up after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Hastings College men and women, both winners today. The 10th-ranked women beat 9th-ranked Morningside 64-55, and the men turn a deficit around and win today by a score of 80-71. The Kearney High girls lead Grand Island at the half by a score of 37-21. They're now in the third quarter, and that game and doubleheader is on ESPN 1460. Tomorrow on ESPN, the NFL championship games, Denver, New England at 2. Seattle, San Francisco follows that at approximately 5:30. Our next basketball here on Classic Hits Tuesday night as Kearney Catholic travels to Donovan Trumbull. Thursday, Gibbon is at Amherst, and we will announce more of our games at the early portion of the week. Next Saturday afternoon, we'll be right back here at Cope Gymnasium for the annual Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament Finals. That'll get underway right around 2 o'clock. Again tonight in the girls game, Kearney Catholic 42, St. Cecilia 31, 12 points, 8 rebounds for Whitney Colling. Allie Prasoski had 11 points for Claire Hamburger for St. Cecilia. And in the boys game, 26 points for Brooks Asher. He hit 6 threes, and Zach Kitten had 14 in a 49-40 win over Kearney Catholic, who were led by Blake Holtmeyer with 15 points and 14 rebounds. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of our schools and athletes for decades and continue to do so, wishing you a happy new year. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. More basketball is on ESPN 1460, Kearney Grand Island, Tri-City Storm Hockey with Dubuque on the Breeze 94.5. Face-off is at 7:05. Again, the final, St. Cecilia 49, Kearney Catholic 40. Good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.